With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So, hello everybody and welcome to this week's very, very special EvoStick Northern Premier League show, Northern Super League playoff final special. You can put that in a hashtag if you like as well. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to be previewing Warrington Town against King's Lynn Town, that big super duper playoff final on Saturday afternoon at Cantilever Park. In a second, we're going to be covering it from a Warrington perspective as we're going to be joined by the Warrington Guardians' very own Matthew Turner. But before that, we're going to be having a look at the visitors. And joining me now down the other end of the phone, we should be joined by commentator for BBC Radio Norfolk, it's Nick Bowler. So Nick, a big thank you for joining us. We'll get to the coverage BBC Radio Norfolk's providing for this playoff final on Saturday, but just your general reaction to the season that Kings Lynn Town have just had.
Well, at the end of the day, it's been a fantastic season compared to how they started it, really, because Ian Culverhouse, who was manager last season, he left at the end of last campaign with Lynn having been beaten in the playoff final, replaced by a former player. That didn't work out at all. They were 19th in the table after about seven or eight games, and then Ian Culverhouse actually returned to the club. And ever since then, they've been unbeaten at home. I think there's only three league defeats since he arrived. And they found themselves, you know, in the playoffs once again, and they actually managed to get through to this super playoff final. So they've done fantastically well to get this far, considering what an awful start it was for them.
And regular listeners of the MPL show will remember Ian Culverhouse because he was manager of Grantham Town for a period during the season. But they've made it through to, for a long time. I mean, I used to do the Southern League show as well. And Kings Lynn Town are a bit of a sleeping giant when it comes to step three football. I mean, when you go to the club, it's such an impressive venue. This has been a long time coming, really.
Yeah, I mean, they've had their ups and downs over the years. I mean, Kings Lynn Town is such a relatively new. They were Kings Lynn before. They had to fold for a while and there wasn't any football in the area for a short time. But that was all put back in place. So in the past, they have ventured into the National League or the Conference, as it was before, under a former manager, Keith Webb. So they have tasted it before, but I think everybody agrees when they come down to the walks, you know, they're always impressed with the venue, huge big stand that they've got there. You get a great atmosphere when there's a big crowd. They've had some big games and they've managed to taste relative success on numerous occasions. But this, although probably not the biggest in the club's history as a whole, it's not far off at all. And obviously with the hopefully the prospect of National League football, you know, that carrot dangling over them, then, you know, they can make that one big leap. But I just feel sorry for both the clubs that they've got to go through this super playoff final when, you know, in previous seasons, both would have been promoted by now.
Yeah, I think all the listeners agree with you, in all fairness. Obviously, you know, it's for Warrington, they did it the hard way. They went up to South Shields, who were unbeaten at home who've been pretty formidable at home. For Kings Lynn, in their playoff final, they had a different challenge because they didn't really know when the playoff final was going to be happening. And that kind of made it very, very difficult. And furthermore, Ian Culverhouse couldn't really scout his opposition too much because it was either going to be Stourbridge or Alverchurch, and in the end, it was Alverchurch, and a convincing win in the end on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, the whole lead up to the playoffs was an absolute farce, in all honesty. You know, I mean, it was incredible that the decision they came to at the end. I mean, it was a Stratford player who was ineligible. So, I mean, at the end, they were just docked 3 points, so they didn't drop out of the playoff zone, but it took the FA and the Southern League 4 or 5 days to come up with that decision and then to finally get the games on. Then the dates for the semi-finals and the final were changing virtually by the hour. It was quite incredible, really. But at the end of the day, they got a good semi-final win against Stratford, albeit after a poor first half performance when they were 1-0 down. And then, you know, Old Church, and again, I mean, they got home advantage in their semi, even though they shouldn't have done because of the Stourbridge were ground sharing so that they couldn't play on the day that they were supposed to. So it was all a bit of a mess. But it was a comfortable and quite a confident display, I have to say, from Lynn in that final. And then they come into this one, obviously, against Warrington. But that was a tremendous win for them up at, you know, at South Shields. And so let's see what this one is going to bring us, because it's quite fascinating and one to look forward to.
Absolutely. And the other thing is that we have to mention is it's a shorter turnaround as well, because obviously Warrington won their game on Saturday. Kings Lynn won their game on Monday. The other thing we have to mention as well, and, you know, I've travelled from Manchester to Kings Lynn for football matches, and it's quite a journey. Is that going to be a disadvantage? I mean, I think you're setting off early, aren't you, for this game?
Yeah, I mean, they will be at a disadvantage, yeah. I mean, obviously, they've Warrington have got home advantage. And you mentioned quite rightly that Lynn won't have had any time at all to scout Warrington, whereas I know that Warrington were at the game at the Walks on Monday to see Kings Lynn. So that's a big disadvantage, without a doubt. So it's a shame that it hasn't been a total level playing field, if you like, but that's through no fault of any of the clubs. You know, it's just the indecisiveness of the powers that be, if you like. But it's I would hope that they're going up today and we'll have an overnighter, so at least they won't have the travelling, you know, on the Saturday, because for such a big game like that, then, you know, the players deserve to get the best possible preparation. And yes, Warrington have had a few more hours rest than Lynn, but, you know, they've had enough, haven't they? You know, they're used to this. And, you know, it's just one last game. And obviously the incentive at the end of it is the National League. So both, I'm sure, are going to be well up for this one.
And in a second, we will be covering off the Warrington side of things, as we'll be joined by Matthew Turner from the Warrington Guardian. But for yourselves on BBC Radio Norfolk, Nick, you're going to be covering the game live, full commentary. It looks like it's going to be a sellout as well, so it's going to be a great occasion and a great advert for Step 3 non-league football. How could people tune in, Nick?
Yeah, we're doing it fully on BBC Radio Norfolk, so on the wavelengths. You can do it online. I think we're going the whole hog, if you like. So it's going to be great. We do quite a few games from the walks. The frequencies, I guess, will change everywhere, but down here it's 95.1, and I'm sure you can do it on medium wave as well. So it's best just to check on the internet exactly which one that is the best one to pick up. But really looking forward to it. I hope it is a sellout. I think Lynn's still got a few more tickets maybe to sell, because their coach is obviously going up tomorrow, so it's a long haul for them. But let's hope it is just a fantastic game. As I said before, though, and I think everybody agrees, it's just it's a big shame for both these clubs that one of them is going to miss out at the end of it.
Nick Bowler there from BBC Radio Norfolk. So that's the view from the visitors in Saturday's Super Playoff between Warrington Town and Kings Lynn Town. But what about the home side now? For a look into how Warrington Town are shaping up into Saturday afternoon's big game at Cantilever Park, we're joined on the other end of the phone now by the Warrington Guardian's very own. Here's Matt Turner. So Matt, a big thank you for joining us. And I think I'm right in saying this is probably the biggest game in Warrington's history. I mean, what's your take on it?
I'd definitely put it up there, yeah. I mean, I spoke to the chairman, Toby McCormack, the other day, and he said it's the biggest game in their history by far. Obviously, they had the big FA Cup game against Exeter a couple of years ago, in which the ground was sold out, and obviously they won that game rather memorably. And all the way back in 1987, they went to Wembley in the FA Vars final, in which they lost to St Helens Town. But the chairman seems to think this game tops that, and I'm pretty inclined to agree with him, I think.
And obviously, it's quite remarkable that you know, last weekend, the phenomenal performance put in by Paul Carden's side up at South Shields, that's not enough to get promoted. They've got to climb that mount. They've got to climb another peak on the mountain. I mean, it's what's the mood in the camp like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's very, very buoyant. I mean, I've been at both games they played against South Shields up there, and while the first game was a bit backs to the wall for the second half, and they defended a bit like it was resembling the Alamo at times. On Saturday, they played them off the park, simple as that. I don't think anyone at South Shields could have any complaints. And it's a very buoyant camp at the minute. And like you say, any other year, that would be enough to get them promotion. If they do miss out in this Super Playoff, it'd deepen the... obviously, it would be very, very upsetting, and they'd be the only ones to miss out due to this rule. But the squad's confident. There's mostly fully fit, and they're ready to go again.
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to Paul Carden last week after the South Shields match, and I don't think there's any complacency there. I mean, at that point, there was a question mark, obviously, due to the logistics of all this. There was a question mark about who Warrington would be playing, but Paul scouted them. He clearly said he was going to the Central League playoff final, and he was going to judge who what's what, and that goes to show you the nature of Paul in his preparation.
Absolutely, yeah. He's so thorough in everything he does, and he'll make sure the boys are as ready as they possibly can be, and the lads themselves will make sure of that as well. Obviously, they've got players who've played much higher than this level in this squad. You know, the likes of Mark Roberts, Dave Raven, Robbie Evans, Jack McGrath, people like that. They've all played professionally or very high up in non-league, and they know how to look after themselves away from the club, and they know the magnitude of this game. They've all played in games like this before, so they'll get themselves ready, and Paul will have gotten as much as he possibly can from seeing one game of Kings Lynn, and I'm confident they'll be ready.
I mean, we were just hearing from a Kings Lynn perspective. We had Nick Bowler from BBC Radio Norfolk on, and you know, Kings Lynn. We talk about how you know the Warrington are due this promotion, but Kings Lynn are a big club as well. I mean, this is going to be one hell of an occasion, and I think a sellout crowd's expected.
Yeah, it is. They've sold around 2,000 tickets on the first night of sales, so I'm expecting these tickets to sell out, and it will be a full 2,500 capacity. I think the last remaining King Lynn tickets go on sale today, and they're expected to go as well. So it's going to be a memorable day, like you say. King Lynn are a big club at this level, and they'll feel, you know, they're primed to move up as well. But so they're coming into the Lions Den a little bit, and hopefully it'll be a big partisan crowd in Warrington's favour, and they can get them over the line.
Absolutely. I remember the Exeter match on telly, and it was such a good atmosphere, and you couldn't blame Exeter for getting beat in that game, in all fairness. It was one of them occasions, and like you say, expect the same on Saturday. And finally then, Matt, just a quick mention about the round ball game in Warrington. Obviously your paper would be big on Warrington Wolves, I'd imagine, but Toby's come in with a vision. And you know, year on year, there's been a couple of stumbling blocks along the way, obviously, but generally the trajectory is upwards. Is football has a bright future in the town of Warrington, it looks like?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, like you say, Toby's got a vision, and you know, he's determined to see it through. And slowly but surely, you're sort of seeing the people of Warrington sort of come round to that. I mean, the average crowds this year have gone up by a third on last year, which shows that people are starting to come through the doors, and they're attracting a lot of new, younger fans who are really, really, really getting into it, and really creating a special atmosphere at games. And obviously, we saw at South Shields on Saturday, a lot of them travelled up and made a great atmosphere in the semi-final against Nantwich. There was around 1,500 fans in the ground, and it was an absolutely bouncing atmosphere. I mean, I've been covering Warrington Town for 3 years now, and I've never seen an atmosphere quite like that in the ground. And hopefully something similar tomorrow.
Well, it's a busy weekend for the Warrington Guardian, especially on the sports desk with the Challenge Cup as well, obviously. So, but for previews for the football tomorrow, and for reaction and all that kind of thing, where's the best place to go, Matt?
Yeah, just keep it at warringtonguardian.co.uk. We've got a live blog covering the game as well. So all the action will be there as it happens. And then after the final whistle, we'll have interviews, videos, you name it, we'll have it. And it'll be right there on the Warrington Guardian website.
Matthew Turner there, sports reporter from the Warrington Guardian. And you can follow Matthew on Twitter. That's at Matt Turner _ WG. That's nearly it for this preview special of the EvoStick NPL show, but there's just enough time for a good old-fashioned plug, and as well as BBC Radio Norfolk commentating on tomorrow's match, we've also got our friends at Live Sport. So the wonderful Bernard Chizzy joins us now on the other end of the phone, and we join him at Live Sport's research room, because he's there with his highlighter pen, with his notes and everything. I mean, it is a very, very big game this weekend. It's a game out of nowhere, in all fairness, Bernard. Is that your cat?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I did say.
You did.
She never shuts up.
That's fine. So, Bernard and his cat joins us. What's your take on this occasion tomorrow?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, let's just say, what we've experienced this week, football-wise, has been absolutely extraordinary, and I don't know if Warrington Town and Kings Lynn Town can live up to all the hype that we've had so far this week. But it's going to be an amazing experience all the same, because this is going to be a unique occasion, isn't it? Because this is the super playoff final. Both teams contesting the coveted place for the National League North. So much at stake, of course. Both teams finishing incredibly well. They're not one-season wonders, either of them, because last season both sides reached the playoffs only to fall at the last hurdle. So they know what to expect. And as I say, both sides really go into this game in very good form indeed.
And you talk about the obviously what was going on at other football matches, most of which I don't really want to talk about, being a United fan. But when it comes to the expectations and that, the performance that Warrington put in last week, I mean, I know we spoke at the full-time whistle at Mariners Park, but it was such an exceptional performance. But for Warrington to now have to climb another part of the mountain seems a bit harsh, but I suppose that's the rules.
Yeah, those are the rules, and both clubs were aware of those rules. And had it been under normal circumstances, both clubs would have been promoted. But this is the situation, and they've got to handle that. But they've done incredibly well to get to this point. They've had to play two playoff matches just to reach the final. But as I say, they're both very experienced. Both sides have got some great players. And it's going to be a brilliant atmosphere, you know, Ben. I mean, it's a sellout. I think 2,000 tickets were sold within 3 hours, I believe. Kings Lynn Town are going to bring up 375. They've sold out their allocation as well. It's going to be a remarkable occasion at Cantilever Park. It's in a way, I think it might be reminiscent of that day when Warrington Town staged that incredible upset, beating Exeter City in the FA Cup. I think it's just going to be like that.
And I was speaking to Matthew then. It's exactly if the atmosphere is anything like that night, Cantilever Park it goes up 10 notches, doesn't it, for atmosphere and vibe. And if it can reach those levels, then it'll be a superb occasion. And commentating on the superb occasion, a really good lineup on Live Sports on Saturday.
I've got Brian Flynn working alongside me. Spent a lot of time, of course, at Altrincham. Does a great job for them. So it'll be great to meet up with him again. Our build-up starts nice and early. So we've got plenty to pack in, and it could be a very long show, Ben, because, we could have extra time and penalties, couldn't we?
We really could. And give us those links before you go for how people could tune in.
Right, OK. So from my experience, the simplest way to do it is just to find Live Sports FM on our Twitter. All you need to do is just click on, I think there's one of two links, which you can find on our Twitter feed. You can also find us on our website, which is www.livesportsfm.co.uk. And you can also follow us on Facebook as well. It's as simple as that.
Well, Bernard Chizzy from Live Sports FM, a big thank you for joining us live from your research facility there somewhere in the Pennines area. And a big thank you for joining us. Best of luck with the broadcast tomorrow. And we'll speak to you very soon, my friend.
Thank you, Ben. Absolute pleasure, as always.
And a big thank you to Bernard Chizzy for joining us this week. And don't forget, as well as the website for Live Sports FM, you can also follow them on Twitter. That's at Live Sports FM. But that is the end for this EvoStick Northern Premier League show, Northern Super League playoff final special of the EvoStick NPL show. Again, good luck putting that in a hashtag, James. But that's the end of the show. A big good luck to Warrington Town on Saturday afternoon. And we'll have all the reaction on next week's EvoStick NPL show. The monthly show will be back next week to review the season that's just gone. And hopefully, if the result goes the right way, we'll be catching up with Toby McCormack and Paul Carden on that show at the Heat and Hop next week. But a big thank you to Bernard, a big thank you to Matthew, and a big thank you to Nick for joining us on this preview special for the Northern Super League playoff final. I like Super Duper playoff final. I don't know why they've changed it. But there you go. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. And, of course, you can follow the show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben. And if you're going to Cantilever Park this weekend, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastically decent, this stick's like. Yeah. From EvoStick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the EvoStick League this year?
The EvoStick League?
Yeah, EvoStick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from EvoStick. Proud sponsors of the EvoStick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new EvoStick app.